This is ACHLY and CBOX News Update.
It was interesting reading the outcome live on video. I was trying so hard to be stoic and non-emotional as I read it. And I could hear, you know, my counsel, the excitement behind me. And it was really hard to just not cheer right away. But just really interesting moment in history and in my life to be making that announcement was pretty amazing.
On March 8th, 2025, Comox First Nation voted overwhelmingly in favor of ratifying both a constitution and treaty, achieving a double majority on each vote. 83% of votes were in favor of ratifying the constitution and 81% were in favor of ratifying the treaty, with a remarkably high voter turnout of 91%. Nicole Rempel is Haygoos, chief counselor of Comox First Nation. She says elections for chief and council, which typically happen every 2 years, generally see a 40 to 45% voter turnout.
This is pretty phenomenal, but you are talking about a big moment in Comox First Nation history. It's a really historic decision to leave the Indian Act, leave something that we've known for 100 and however many decades, long years, to transition to self-government. So it was a really big decision for the community, and I'm really ecstatic to see the participation for such an important vote. I think, you know, nobody stayed home, and that's the important thing. Everybody's voice matters, and we will just bring everybody forward as we move forward.
This journey towards self-government is not new for Comox First Nation, with talks of this treaty beginning just over 30 years ago in 1994. Since then, the nation has made major advancements, like signing a land code in 2016, which replaced roughly a third of the Indian Act and allowed the nation to manage their own lands and resources. More recently, in 2024, the nation appointed Dr. Marion Buller as their own Justice of the Peace. The first in Canadian Indigenous history, this appointment gives Comox First Nation a means to recognize and enforce their own laws. The nation voting to ratify their constitution and treaty is a momentous step further.
Our ancestors didn't have a choice in being thrust under the Indian Act and having that control over them, being put on reserves and managed by somebody in Ottawa and really dictated to on who could and couldn't receive resources, even though they were Comox. So being self-governing is really important for inclusivity and just ensuring that we bring all of our community and our membership along with us in this journey is really important. I'm a firm believer in equality and fairness for everybody. And so it's really an exciting time to see an opportunity like this, you know, and the vision of our nation to just explore the treaty and to really just take the chance and leave in the Indian Act.
Now that the Comox Treaty has been ratified by the nation, it must also be ratified by both the provincial and federal governments before Comox First Nation proceed to a signing ceremony they expect will take place sometime next year. Chief Rempel says one key difference in the Comox Treaty from the standard pattern is a 10-year review and renewal process, an opportunity every decade to assess and adjust the treaty if necessary. One challenge the nation faced preceding the March 8th vote was an injunction that descendants of the Salmon River Band filed to halt the process over concerns of land claim and title. The application was dismissed by the Supreme Court of BC, finding no irreparable harm would be caused by the vote, as it is one step in a long process. Chief Rempel says that Comox First Nation has always acknowledged the shared territory and resources within the Salmon River and is dedicated to finding new pathways to work together.
When we do work together, we have demonstrated an exceptional ability to succeed with our neighbors. So, you know, I'm hoping that we can sit aside one day and develop protocols together, having reasonable and respectful communications. Yeah, I would love to move forward. I think there just needs to be a willingness on the other side.
Contrastly, the Comox Valley Regional District, or CVRD, showed their support for Comox First Nation with public statements in solidarity and congratulations ahead of and following the March 8th vote. Chief Rempel says that the treaty team has been engaging with the Alliance of BC Modern Treaty Nations for many years, and one lesson from those nations' experiences was the significance of building relationships with local governments. Rempel says that this has been a priority since she was first elected in 2017.
The CVRD has been an outstanding and exceptional partner with Comox throughout the last number of years, since 2017, and maybe before that as well, but really partnering on projects together, especially around like sewer and water conveyance down to Union Bay to address their needs as well as Comox's. So it's been really fantastic to work with our local governments, and I really look forward to continuing to build those relationships.
Chief Rempel is also looking forward to the future this treaty could afford for future generations.
I have two children, they're 24 and 21, and to see them take an interest in their future and, you know, the future generations and really listening to them, I think was really important, listening to all of our youth, because this treaty isn't about my generation, it's about future generations and creating those foundations for their opportunities.
For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.